I'm Dan Wanchura. This is Points North. Michigan has some pretty complicated laws when it comes to private beaches. I'm sure some of you have seen confusing private property signs or been hanging out on a beach and had a homeowner come up and say, "You can't be here." And you've wondered, "Huh, can I?" Well, high water levels in the Great Lakes are making those rules even more complicated. Linda Alice Dewey is a freelance reporter for the Glen Arbor Sun. She's been covering public access rules on beaches, and she joins me now to talk about it. Hi, Linda.
Hi, Dan.
Okay, first things first, beach access rules are state-specific, and in Michigan, there are different rules for the Great Lakes and inland lakes. Can you break them down for us?
I can try.
Go ahead.
It has to do with the bottom lands, the land under the water. The inland lake landowners own to the middle of the lake or the river. On the Great Lakes, the bottom land is owned by the public. In all cases, the water is owned by everyone. So, on inland lakes, you can walk the shoreline only if your feet are wet. But on the Great Lakes, you can walk up to what's called the natural high water mark. And that would be the line where you can see the waves have gone up and have cleared away the vegetation and have kind of left a mark.
Okay, so what is the public allowed to do below those watermarks? Can they hang out and relax?
In front of someone's private property, the Supreme Court has determined that you have the right to walk. They have not determined anything else, and there's no law. So right now, you for sure have the right to walk the beach. As far as stopping and hanging out, laying down your beach towel, putting down your beach chair, that has not been tested in court yet. So, you know, who knows?
Incredibly complicated rules already. How do the current high water levels this year affect things?
Well, it's affecting a great deal. First of all, it's shrinking the beach. There's not as much area to walk only because we're almost at the natural high water mark historical. So pretty much what you see right now is what you get. And the waves are creating erosion and cutting into the beaches and creating cliffs. That makes it on a windy day very difficult to walk, especially if the water's cold like it is right now. You still don't want to get your feet wet. You want to stay dry.
So, Linda, where can people walk when the lake might be a little rough and the waves reach that natural high water mark?
Well, that's a good question. And officials are concerned about that. You can try to walk through it, which everyone is advising you don't do that. You can try to walk above it, but then you're above the natural high water mark. You're on someone's property. Or you can turn back, and that might be the best choice.
Linda, you're a private landowner with waterfront property on Lake Michigan. What do you think about these rules?
Well, it would be nice to have clearer laws, but I like seeing people walking by and enjoying the water. And it's when I'm on the beach and people walk by, we say hi and isn't it a gorgeous day? But it's nice to see that. There are other people. We have someone who's handicapped on the beach, takes an ATV on the beach. And why not if he's below the natural high water mark? That's my opinion. Other landowners in the area disagree.
Anyway, these rules can be clearer. What would be the next step in that?
You can take it to court. You can set down your beach chair and say, sue me. It would be nice if the legislature could get their act together and create some clearer rules. But there's a lot on that plate right now.
Linda Alice Dewey is a freelance reporter for the Glen Arbor Sun. Linda, thanks for sharing your reporting with us.
You're welcome.